Get your default kit ready. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Do you have your nest egg bandage? Your credit tourniquet? I'm just joking, of course. There's no such thing as a default kit. No easy advice like drop and roll or duck and cover for what happens after August 2nd. We're entering unexplored territory. Senate Leader Harry Reid compared it to joining hands and jumping over a chasm.
We can take courage from one another and make that leap together. Because if we don't clear this chasm, our nation's economy will go over the edge with us.
There's an encouraging metaphor. Of course, what we tend to forget is that the chasm isn't real. It was created by Congress's Special Effects Department. In the real world, as out of whack as this budget is, the U.S. Treasury would have no problem borrowing money next week if Congress would just let it. And with a few adjustments in taxes and entitlements, our out-of-whack budget could pretty quickly get in whack again, and we wouldn't need to borrow. But that would require holding hands. And that's the one thing this Congress can't do, because the Tea Partiers are out there on the playground calling anybody holding hands a sissy. That's the old kindergarten metaphor. We hear Congress compared to kindergarten all the time. But actually, that's not fair. In kindergarten, you're graded for things like staying on task, remaining focused, and interacting well with others. This group may not be quite ready for kindergarten. So here we are, 5 days to go until who knows what. Maybe nothing will happen, since this whole thing is made up. But it might not be a bad idea to have a box of shiny beads and trinkets standing by just in case. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.